Rauri Waititi is the co-leader of Te Pāti Māori. It's been an amazing week in politics. And, well, they say two's company, three's a crowd. So they've got a crowd now of Māori MPs. You've got a crowd, brother.
We do, bro. I'm now a co-leader to somebody. we had a wonderful week. It's been just a week of... let me tell you, it's a momentous week. It's a momentous week for Te Iwi Māori. It's a momentous week for Te Kōrero Rāwhiti. That has been a seat that has been very, very difficult for Te Pāti Māori to win. And this week, we've been able to honestly say that the tide is turning. There's a mood for change. Mika Whaitiri has joined the team, and we're absolutely elated to have it.
Well, look, I won't bother going backwards because that achieves little when discussions went in place, where the frustration stemmed from. I did ask John, actually, you know, on the day that this was announced, where it stems back to, and he pointed in the same direction, saying, hey, mate, there's not much point looking back there. You know, it's all about what's happening going forward. Now, there has been a lot of support for Mecca's decision as a homecoming. Some commentators, and for instance, Sandra Lee, who's a former Minister of Conservation, she described it as appalling and selfish because of the great need that the constituents in Ikiroa Rāwhiti have at this time as they come through the clean-up of Gabrielle, etc. Yep. So her move not universally embraced, that troubles you little, I suspect.
That troubles me very little because it shows that even in government, it's very difficult to get the traction you need to ensure that there is the critical mass of funding going into places like the Ikiroa Rāwhiti area, which has huge high poverty and deprivation. And so, you know, we've seen that we've been able to sit in the crossbenches in opposition and continue to put pressure on this government to deliver to Māori because there's been... you know, over 100 years of under-delivery by a Labor government and by a national government. And so, you know, we've got to start doing politics different. It's not about, you know, being able to incrementally make changes policy changes and development for our people. We need to be able to put the pressure on those who have created the dysfunction our people are living in right now. In terms of Gabrielle, you know, being the minister of that, you must you can't make somebody the minister of that and actually represent those people if you're putting crumbs in to feed the masses. It just doesn't make sense. And so I suspect, I haven't had these discussions with Becca, but this is just myself, the frustration that Deb and I see from across the other side of a government who quite often sits on its hands but gives bits and pieces here, incremental changes here and there, to think it's going to make a difference. You know, it needs to be something that we really challenge, and I think Mika is able to challenge it because she sees it, she knows it, and that's her area.
She's been pretty dismissive, sometimes scathing of Te Pāti Māori, but this is politics, sadly, how it works down there for the last decade or so. Can she be trusted to adhere to Te Pāti Māori kaupapa? It's kaunata.
Well, look, you know, when you're on one of those Pākehā waka, you have a Pākehā line to pull, and so that's it. You know, if you're Labour, you've got to hold a Labour line. Unfortunately, our people are subjugated, they're assimilated, and then quite often silenced. And so Mika can quite comfortably say she's not silenced anymore. She will be able to grow into an apologetic Māori voice. One thing is that everybody in that house, and especially Māori, we want to be able to have a platform to voice our Māori voice, our unapologetic Māori voice. And so her liberation this week will allow everybody else to see the example of what could be in Parliament when you start to grow the movement and be able to see an unapologetic Māori voice grow for a movement of our people to liberation. So I'm looking forward to seeing this. Just my conversations with Mika over the last week have been really, really exciting, encouraging, and we look forward to where we head to into the future.
It's all dependent, really, isn't it, on you or the party assuming a kingmaker role post-election, because you know, if that's the case, your bottom line, and there are many people, Māori and non-Māori, who are supporting the bottom lines that you're throwing on the table. Don't worry about that. But it is sort of dependent. Otherwise, she loses some... without some muscle, is what I'm getting at, Mecca will end up on the side being sort of a political critic rather than a mover and shaker. So it was a risky move from her. Your comments on that, please. And also, there's been some criticism that it's not a very taha Māori way to do that to people who stood by your side for 10 years, that she hadn't spoken to those who should have known before the media did, for instance. It caught a lot of people by surprise. Do you think it was handled as well as it could have been?
Oh, it was handled exactly the way it should have been. You know, she spoke to the people that mattered. She spoke to her whānau. She spoke to her supporters. And she spoke to Ikaroa Rāwhiti. And so those who have supported her for the last 10 years, she spoke to them and they all said it was time. It was time for them to move. It was time for them to rejuvenate Te Ikaroa Rāwhiti. And it was time for them to move into an unapologetic Māori space. And so that's where we are now. That's where we are today. And so in terms of being the kingmaker, we're at 4.5% in the last Roy Morgan poll. The poll of all polls the week before that we are...
We've just lost you there. When you're coming down to the gist of it, to the kiko of the kōrero, and then the communications failed. Are you still with us there, Awari? Carl. I don't know where he's calling from. Oh, there we go. There we go. Hey, brother. I can hear you, but only intermittently. Perhaps if could you rub your diminishing puku and stand facing north on one leg? And perhaps it'll get better. Is that gone there? It's gone just when we were getting down to the nuts and bolts of it all. Yeah, there are some who think it was an appalling move, including our guest yesterday on the program.
I'm unable to take.
Yeah, we're just getting his answer phone there at the moment. But hey, I did appreciate the kōrero that we were able to get.